Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Anthony Haney on Vibes. We appreciate and we thank all of you that were able to deal with Linnell Willingham in for the rooster, Cock-a-doodle-doo, who's in Barcelona. Can you see the rooster in Barcelona? Can you imagine it?
Oh, he's definitely unhinged.
Here's the question. What is he wearing?
What is he wearing?
What is he wearing?
He's probably wearing a plaid shirt. Probably has on some jeans.
So he's wearing the same thing he wears every day.
Yeah,
okay, all right.
Pretty much.
So there'll be no uniform alteration. But interesting, once again, man, we're so privileged to have so much content that we don't have to really come in here and press our brains. Yesterday, Veterans Day, which, and I do think we recognize the significance. You know, when you're young, everything, the holidays are, what are they? They're a day out of school. It's a day off. And as you get older, you start to understand what people sacrificed for us to get that day off. And it's a day off to recognize those that were all in. And there wasn't no bickering about who's going to charge, who's going to do what, all in. And it seems like as we talk about our local football team, the question is, are we going to be all in the next time they put their hand in the dirt? You know, I've heard a lot. We got to Nick Ashew. I feel like one of my guys, because I got a chance to torture him his rookie year. As you do, you know, the frat, young guy comes in on a job, you make it as hard as possible in a pleasant way to help him be the best he can be, and Ashew nailed it. I'm so proud of Nicholas, man. He's just a bad dude, man. He really is. He's got a good project going on now with his little garage entertainment gig he's got going for sports fans. And so we got to roll yesterday. It seemed like 5 or 6 hours. And it was really, really good to talk to the number of people that we were able to talk to. And everybody's in a sour mood, and you should be. Not because you didn't win the game, but how you're playing. That's the most troubling thing to me. Somebody's just better, they're just better. If we're playing some receiver, we just can't stop it. Jerry Rice. You're too young for Jerry.
To have seen him?
But to really have understood what kind of beast he was. Did you grasp him? Megatron. Did you get a chance? That's too long for you, right?
No, I got to see Megatron too, man.
So, but did you see how he operated?
Yeah.
There ain't a whole bunch of people that can come out on the field and there's nothing you can do to stop him. How many dudes have you seen like that? There's nothing you can do to stop them. That's the problem. And I feel like now, if you got a really strong running game, how are we going to stop them? People come in here just to experience that we're going to use them. Let's just try this and see what happens, Bill. All right. 5 plays, 6 yards. What Detroit did, now you know, Caveman took over. He didn't like what was going on. See, and I don't want you to think I got a thing against creativity. I don't. I just got a thing against losing. Matter of fact, you can eat a strawberry milkshake during the game if you want to, as long as we win. But when I go backwards and I go, well, wait a minute. What are most of the when the coach took over, he went and started calling plays. He just had one coordinator, just went and got a new job. What did Coach Caveman not like about what was going on? It wasn't physical enough for him. He understands the personality of his team. We're in week 9, so I'll make this week 10. Whatever you want to make it. And I have still asked the same question. Who are we? Offensively, what's our personality? And I think more people, I don't think it's a unanimous decision on this, but I guarantee you there's many people will say we go sideways first rather than going straight ahead. All I want to be known for is that we go straight ahead, that we establish the line of scrimmage in the first series, and we're not scared. We're coming at you. If you can deal with it, good for you. If you can't, we're going to do it until you call timeout. Because I don't have a play chart. I don't go over my first 15 plays. You know why? Because they're all the same if you can't stop it. If you can't stop it, then it'll be 50 gut 10 times until we score and the band comes out to play. I don't want to be creative. I want to be dominant. So when the coach says he's going to move, I didn't know which side of the ball he was going on. Y'all act like you knew it. Oh, it's automatic. Coach is going to take over the defense. I didn't know. Why don't he take it all over? He's the head coach. I don't expect you to think like I think. You haven't been through what I've been through. But I am trying to share this with you again for the 17,000th time. This is a very basic game once you slow it down and try to establish who's the biggest, strongest, fastest. That's my evaluation. If I'm not the biggest, strongest, and fastest, that's my fault because I get to design the team. I get to pick the players I want. There's no way out of this. You pick the players. You pick the people to train them. Well, I want to be the bearer of bad news, but we got to disconnect. Because if we got the right players, then that means then the people training them aren't the best in the world at what they do. It's got to be one or the other. Oh, you didn't get the players you wanted. Well, why not? You picked them. See, there's no way out. Not with me, it isn't. Very basic. Nothing personal. Praying for all of you. Would like nothing better than for you to win it all. Because it makes my job fun. It's more fun. I don't like misery Mondays. It sucks. The question is now, when am I going to not have one? When's the next time I'm going to come in here on a Monday and be in a good mood? I know nobody can answer that. Because I go with what they go. I'm in it with them. I want to be right in the middle of this. And going, what? How many snaps do you think? How many carries do you think Rodriguez will get on game day? I'm going to ask you, you're a Syracuse man.
I mean, I'm hoping it's more than 6.
I mean, I didn't ask you what you were hoping for. How many do you think he'll get? And you say 6.
I mean, realistically speaking.
So you don't think they have no chance to win?
Against the Dolphins?
How can your power back only get 6 carries if you think they're going to win the game? What are they going to do then?
I guess
pass
the ball.
They're going to win.
I think we can win. I don't think we are going to win. To be honest, Doc.
That's fair.
I don't want us to win.
And now, when I hear people say that, I'm so intrigued by why.
Why?
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, so mathematically speaking right now, yes, we can win out. We can go 10-7.
So the same people that have designed this roster for you right now.
Yeah.
That has as many holes in it as John Wayne movie. You want them to have another shot at the apple.
I don't want us to win out. I don't think we will win out, for one. But
why?
Because, Doc, I'm again, curious. Being in the middle gets us nowhere. Either you're bad, so you can get a top five pick, or you're in the middle, which serves us no good, or you actually end up, you know, going to the playoffs. And I don't think we're going to the playoffs because when I look at the teams like the Bears, you look at a team like, can't even say the Falcons are going the wrong way.
You shouldn't have said the Bears, but you did.
Who else have we lost to? I mean, the Packers. We lost to the Packers. They might not win their division. We lost to the Lions. Might not win their division. So these are teams that are possibly going to be in the wild card. And guess what? They have the head-to-head against us already. So even if we do win out, we're going to be praying that, you know, teams go 9-8
right.
or something along those lines.
I agree.
And I don't think we're going to beat the Eagles twice. I just don't see that happening. So, again, I don't want us to be in the middle. I don't want us to be 9-8, 8-9. That gets us nowhere. That gets us a top 12, top 14, top 15 pick.
You're the Steelers.
If we lose out, guess what, Doc? We go out and get that difference maker that you guys want with a top five pick. Everyone's talking about, oh, we need a guy on the defensive line that wreaks havoc.
Yeah, you need somebody that doesn't say a word but plays like a Tasmanian devil.
And guess what? We ain't getting him if we go out here and win all these games. So, like, I don't mind losing out, to be honest. Like, if they want to coach so bad where we are, you know, losing games, all right. That's why I was low-key shocked
if
DQ even took over.
Like the Wizards, maybe you could convince me. Because if you lose 108-109, or you go in overtime against somebody with more talent
it's competitive
than you,
losing.
Now we're talking about something.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to buy into wanting to lose.
I ain't saying we need to keep getting blown out. That's crazy.
But the way the Wizards, who they've got me, I'm on the bridge now. I'm walking back over. Because I have not believed in any of the things they do or how they do it. I don't believe in that. But they got me now.
Yeah.
Because, A, they landed a predator.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
See, this all goes by the groceries. The meal, some cooks can outcook bad groceries. But for the most part, the better the product, the better the taste.
Yeah.
And what I love about these lotteries or whatever, it's false hope. People think just because we've been there since I've been here, and it hasn't amounted to much at all. One mini run and losing to the Celtics or losing to Chicago or whatever. When I'm watching OKC do, when I'm watching Masterminds put together club and how they select, it takes about 100 people in your organization all on the same page. G League, everything they do, they have three sets of players at Oklahoma City. It is absolutely one of the most extraordinary things I've ever witnessed. From where they were dog manure, they were like where we are. But nobody stays stuck on stupid as long as we've been on it. And that's a problem because you have maybe 4 or 5 years to flip this, not 10.
Yeah.
You don't repeat it. But so I now am watching the Wizards with an unrenowned, with a joy. It's a bad habit. I just want to win. I almost wanted to win last night. And I go, that's not really in your best interest. But if I lose at the buzzer, I'm going to live with this and be proud because they know that we was up in them.
I ain't gonna lie, that's a bad loss though, Doc.
I know they gave it up,
but I'm glad we did end up, you know, losing.
I know they gave it up.
I feel like if this was a season where, you know, we actually wanted to win games, and you have a collapse like that,
yeah, you throw up.
Yeah, that's a horrible loss. But I'm fine with it. Yeah. Like,
but this team,
we're showing that
the football team right now is, because a lot of people, and I don't know if you got a chance to hear Big L, if you were anywhere in the country,
was he yelling?
Oh my God, he hit his highest decibels today. Today is the angriest he's ever sounded.
Oh wow! In
a while. Oh yeah, he's really on a roll now, and he's on a roll. Because of his age won't allow him to understand. He's been deprived so long. And the Jets had just a hint of success last year. And to have it gone this quick, I'll be honest, I thought it'd be a gradual decline. I did not think that we'd fall off a ship this year. But as I go back, and if you look at it and you try to figure, well, where did they go wrong? Where do you think they went wrong?
Commanders?
Commanders are here for a reason.
Yeah.
They're here for a reason. They had all the momentum in the world. They lose to Philadelphia. Philadelphia only had the best running game in history of the game, and you had everything going for you. Then you start off, and it starts off in the offseason.
Yep.
And you got to pay attention. And then where did they lose the mojo? What happened? What didn't they manage? What did they do wrong? And this is how you figure out how will you avoid doing it again.
Mm.
You got some top 100 picks that right now are duds.
Yep.
So is the grocery shopping is this referred to often. How'd your crop look? How's your crop look?
Yeah.
Why are you not as good as you were a year ago? Well, your quarterback got hurt. Well, that's why you got two of them.
Yep.
Well, the old line is better. No, they haven't. They haven't been garbage. They've exceeded expectations by my calendar.
Yeah.
All right. And you flipped over some things. Well, what happened?
I mean,
what happened? Why are you where you are? If you can't identify that, guess what? You're going right back to it again. Oh, well, the coach just decided to take over there. Oh, he wasn't in the room in the defensive meetings? Well, he's going to take over the sideline. Well, wait a minute. Oh, so. He's out selling season tickets while they're having defensive practice, what you're saying? Well, no. So you said he was there? So he's witnessed every one of these practices. And the guy that he picked, handpicked to do this, and he's still there too. So what's the difference? You mean he saw something he didn't like and he didn't jump in and correct it? What are you saying to me? What are you trying to say? What is this? He got bluffed. He allowed the public to bluff him into doing this. Bad move, by my account. I'll stand strong with that. Because in DQ, we trust. Strength is in your belief. You no longer believe? What happened? What changed your belief? He said, well, Joe, he needs to be on the field. He's on the field every day of practice. He's in every meeting. It's not like he was on a spaceship and then he just beams down the cup. He's been there the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
You don't tackle well. Who's teaching tackling? You don't run the ball. Well, you run as hard as you can. You're just slow. Well, who picked him? You guys keep letting people get off the hook and you'll stay stuck on stupid. Every action is a reaction. You didn't react. When Philadelphia open the game up, pins you. You couldn't set. You ain't set an edge since I had an afro. And that boy damn near scored on the first play of the game. Philadelphia is not afraid of you, yet you've played them as well as anybody has played them. Read the tea leaves. You don't get off blocks well. You don't fill gaps well. Are you not? Are they not being taught, or do you not have the right people to do it? It's either or, Slim. It's not multiple choice. It's A or B. And then once you identify, what are you going to do about it? Well, DQ, he's going to call the plays. All right. What happens if they get stonewalled? What happens if they get gutted this week? What's that big guy going to be screaming and howling about Sunday night? Or Sunday afternoon, excuse me. Sunday afternoon. What's next? Who do you try to cover up for next? You got dudes not disciplined, who getting kicked out of the game. Dude, you my biggest dude, Slim. I'm going into a street fight. You with my butcher knife. Now I got to get a plastic fork. Because you couldn't help getting slapped. But you're getting blocked. But you couldn't handle it. What's the difference? And you're playing pretty good. I've been a big fan of House of Pain. How do you let your boys go to battle without you? Did he not know the rule? What happens? Oh, he's the same guy that got into a melee on Dallas, right? Isn't he one of the two characters that were in a fight during the game? So you fight each other, then you fight the opponent. You got an anger management problem? If that's the case, why wasn't that detected? We own everything, right? Anytime, any place. Well, where's it at? When are you going to be accountable for what you say? You told us. We didn't ask you. You told us, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. You looking at me like, what am I doing? I'm calling a spade a spade. And I'm saying, who are you? Are you an imposter or are you the real deal? If you're the best in the – we've seen him. He's a hell of a defensive coordinator. Then why aren't you the defensive coordinator? Why aren't you doing what you do best? Obviously, there's a reason for it. I've seen flag games and people tackle better. So what are you saying? And who's paying attention? Why are you laughing? Did you see them boys running against them?
Yeah.
They want to play us. Ain't a running back in America that doesn't want us on the schedule. So, I got more coming in the offseason. You won't be able to keep – I won't be quiet next offseason. I was quiet. I gave him respect. You got W's. Well, who am I to say? What the hell? I don't know. I trust you. You've lost that.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to prove everything to me. You got to show it to me. Because some of this is uncalled for. Because you had the right to pick whomever you wanted to that was available. And you made those decisions. So what your scouting report, sleep and switch? I saw these guys play. Well, I saw Cynic play his butt off. Why isn't he doing it here? So you're telling me the college people got more out of him than the pro people can? Really? You can't blame poor quarterback plays. You've been able to blame that forever here. Can't do it now. So you tell me. I need some answers right now. It's to figure out what we got to do to get back on the good foot. Because I don't accept losing without me being confrontational. Because this soft peddling, we bleed burgundy and gold, and we do till our blood runs cold, but only if I respect your leadership. And right now, you got some answers to give, and I need to get to it quick. 301-230-0980 is the number. DOC on a hot microphone, super producer Anthony Haney, and your calls when we return.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.